in any publication. I think this is the first book in about a century that that goes through the so-called canons of interpretation, which are the rules for interpreting texts that have been handed down in the common law.
Are there a specific number of canons?
No, and some people would include some that we didn't, and might omit some that we included. But we included the ones that we thought were well known and valid. We omitted some that are well known but that in our view have no validity. The book does not purport to be descriptive, it purports to be normative. It says what a judge or a lawyer interpreting a text ought to do.
As you see it.
As well as we see it.
There's difference on this. You recognize that.
I do, but...
This is not the last word.
I also recognize that there is right and wrong.
your side of the argument, the Constitution and how we should understand it. Explain it to me.
Well, the Constitution is a legal text, and that's why it's discussed in this book on interpreting legal texts. Nothing in the document says that the Supreme Court will be the last word on what it means, at least in normal times.